time for you to sound off.
Are you going to be beefing with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. Hit us up on that line if you got something to say. And people are a little worried about the Eagles. Some people say, nah, they'll get it together. Don't worry about it. A lot of people are complacent. Let's see what we have on sound off today.
Mikey, man, I want to apologize. I've been riding all year on one Tiger Woods. And that weekend performance in Paris, France, was an embarrassment. I mean, I get losing to the world-class Montanari, but to get beat on Sunday, oh my goodness, Tiger, you let me down, you let Mike Smith down, you let the world down.
It's all right. He's 0-4, and he's about 2-73 in the Ryder Cup play, but at least he kept his individuality. See, when everybody on Saturday was wearing the pinstripe blue pants, Tiger wouldn't wear the pinstripe blue. Excuse me, was it Sunday?
Yeah, because you texted me about it. It was Sunday?
No, I texted you about his Saturday outfit.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wore the rain pants on Saturday instead of the pinstripes because he just had to be different.
I think he was tired of that Reed.
It's so Penn State for their fans to whine about losing their ranking after a loss. Hey, Mike, if Penn State wants to stay in the top 10, they got to take care of business on the field.
Yeah, okay, Temple fan. I saw you lost to BC. That was a tough one. I was with you there on that one.
Jim Schwartz sucks. How could you blitz on the last drive of the game, the last play? Should have dropped everyone back in coverage. Would have been incomplete. When I had enough time out to get, a field goal team out there, we would have won the game.
A lot of things went wrong in that game. Not the least of which was the Eagles' inability to stop a team that had 3 fourth downs.
At some point, Mike, we have to stop looking at the symptom and start looking at the problem. Why is Malcolm Jenkins covering receivers in the slot? You got Maddox, Sidney Jones, and Rasul Douglas on the bench. Well, for what purpose?
Oh, I mean, Malcolm Jenkins kind of is the perfect guy to cover a bigger guy and a smaller guy. I mean, you can't put Maddox in the tight end comes in that area. You got to think about that kind of stuff, too.
I didn't realize Turnstile Tobin was playing right tackle. I thought we traded Turnstile Tobin. I really want Lane Johnson back.
Well, according to Sal, he just had the one bad play, but it played okay. I didn't really look at the video, so
I thought it was more than one play, but I defer to Sal on that.
One, I didn't know your producer looked like Childish Gambino. This is America. I do like the dude, but you're freaking crazy if you think you're beating us this year. Rams, baby. You're not coming to our house and beat.
That's that Rams fan. That Rams fan is in the area. Pick the Rams to root for.
Grew up in South Jersey. probably went to my high school.
Hey, he hit us up with a sound off line just to make the emphasis. Yeah, hit us the sound off line in a live call today.
I know I sound like some of those idiots out there, but we need Le'Veon Bell. Move some cap space, something. After watching Wendell Smallwood run into his lineman's ass when he's trying to throw a block, we need a three-down pass blocker like Bell. He could save this team for this year.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, I don't think the Eagles made many overtures. Plus, now it looks like he's going to get back with his mates in Pittsburgh, and they'll welcome him back with open arms. Probably give him a standing ovation. Fans will.
Hey, Mike, there's only one winner in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area. That's your Villanova Wildcat basketball program. Go Cats!
Okay. Go Cats!
The two latest Cowboys that are doing football on TV both stink. Romo's a little more palatable. Jason Witten brings nothing to the table, Mike. He's terrible, he's loud, and everybody's great. Now, he might get better over time, but right now, he stinks.
I don't like the team. Testator, that doesn't happen to him. Man, he's just yelling and screaming.
It's Witten. What happens is Witten's so monotone and so dialed down that Testator is trying to compensate for the weakness of him.
I don't know if he's monotone and dialed down. I think he is. He's loud. Witten?
Week one he was, and now I think he's trying to regulate. He doesn't know what he's getting from this guy. That was arrogance by ESPN. Just because Romo went right off the field into doing it doesn't mean some guys have to be seasoned doing games before that spot.
The test thing doesn't work either. He's a college football guy, I think.
So, Mike, let me get this straight. If I use your logic with a backwards hat issue, when I hit 50 years old, I should then start wearing black socks and sandals. Right?
No.
Because that's what you do at that age, because it's age appropriate.
No, that's not what I said at all. I just said the backwards hat is kind of a tired look after 30 years old. It's really simple.
Mikey Miss, a backwards hat does not have an age limit, but you should know that if you do wear it, it automatically lowers your IQ by 40 points.
No, it does have an age limit. Really? Yeah, Tyrone's in the 24 area. I'll side with Esquire magazine. They said 30. So that means Drew Hanlon is still under the limit.
Man, a backward hat is so 80s, man. Who cares about frontward hat or backward hat? The real question is it a curved bill or a flat bill?
Well, the flat bill is the hipper look, the flat bill right now. But if you're on a golf course, you curve the bill a little bit. So, either one for me works. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.